Right now, though, we're going to talk to one of my favorite guests, and I have a couple of favorites. This is one of my favorites because this guy knows immigration inside and out, and I was reading an article last week by Ann Coulter, 2 weeks ago now, about the youth vote, and it was very interesting to me because I believe firmly that you've got to get the premise right. If you don't get the premise right, you have a crazy false argument, and the premise that we're functioning under right now is that the youth vote was lost to Republicans. The fact is that if you pull out the Hispanic population from the youth vote, you find that, in fact, 54% of white voters under 30 voted for Romney. Yeah, I said that. 54% of white voters under 30 voted for Romney and only 41% for Obama. Now, that's the same percentage Reagan got from the entire white population in 1980. And even if you look at the white women under 30, they slightly favored Romney. So I heard this information, and I thought the best person to talk to about it was Bruce Thatcher, because I want to know. I want to know the truth. I want to face the truth. I don't want to live in fantasy land. Bruce, welcome to the show.
Good morning, David. Good to be back.
Bruce, it's always great to have you on the show, and I appreciate the in-depth analysis you did. I really appreciate you digging into all this stuff and getting us the truth. And the important thing we need to focus on for our discussion today is the impact of this chain migration and how it works. And I know this is near and dear to your heart because it forms the basis of your understanding. You've been arguing for some time now for an economic basis for immigration policy rather than one based on the needs of Democrats for votes or Republicans for votes or Democrats and Republicans, big business allies for cheap labor. What our immigration policy needs to be based on is what works. Can you talk a little bit about that?
I sure can. The chain migration, or as I call it in my book, cascading immigration, goes back to the 1965 Hart-Celler Act, which established our current immigration policy. And that's called a preference policy. It gives preferences to certain categories of immigrants. The primary and hugest preference it gives is to family. And while the numbers have changed a little bit over the years, it establishes a limit of 260,000 a year for family of current citizens of the United States. But that 260,000 does not include close family. If you're close family, no limitation applies, and here's the critical part. Close family includes parents or spouses or children under 21 who are unmarried of a current citizen of the United States. So what happens is, if you want to go through the simple numbers, is if an immigrant comes here for any reason, whether they come under some other preference, whether they're a refugee, whether they're somebody who's just paroled into the country by the president's parole power, similar to what he's done in reference to the children of illegal immigrants up at this point. Once they get in the country, then they can become naturalized citizens. It takes 5 years. So in here for 5 years, and the instant they become naturalized, then all of their close relatives that we've described are then eligible to come to this country with no limitation whatsoever. They don't have to be economically self-sufficient. They don't have to be educated. They don't have to speak English. All they have to be is family. So they come to the country. And once they get here, then within 5 years, they can be naturalized. Well, you can go through the numbers. To tell you what those numbers come out to, that category of unlimited immigrants, shortly after the bill was passed, ran about 30,000 per year.
This is back in 1965.
Back in 1965, 30,000 per year. Now it runs almost 500,000 per year. It's 480,000 per year it averaged in the last 10 years. It's enormously growing. And you just do the math, and you're going to see it's grow every year, every year, every year as time goes by. That's the chain migration. Compare it to economic immigration. What it causes is the total of family immigration category accounts for almost two-thirds of all immigration into this country.
Wow.
You count the others that fall under the 260,000 limit, and we're talking uncles, cousins, nieces, nephews, these sorts of people, comes to two-thirds of total immigration. By comparison, that same immigration law sets a limit of 140,000 per year on economic or employment-based immigrants. In the last 10 years, that category has counted for 18% of total immigration.
Folks, the voice you're hearing is that of the most cogent, in my opinion, voice on immigration. The author, Bruce Thatcher, his book, Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work. The website is historyspeakstoday.com, and I encourage you to go there. This is a book well worth having because it will put into your mind what is in Bruce's mind and an understanding of this. Bruce, it occurs to me, I always try to look at these things like the Hart-Celler Act from the context of the time. And it occurs to me that in 1965, I probably would have said, you know what? This is a good idea. We want to keep families together. I'm a family values guy. I believe in the importance of strengthening families. We were horribly wrong, though, weren't we?
I don't know if we were horribly wrong in being in being family oriented. That's a judgment thing, of course. It is an important value in this country. Family values, keeping families together. Where we were wrong is, if in anything, is in throwing in this unlimited segment. We had a limit of we had a limit of 200,000 then. The current limit is 226,000. I said 260 earlier for the limited part of family immigration. But for some reason or other, the Congress decided to set no limit on this other category. That was done at the same time that they were very strongly asserting that the new immigration law would not create any significant increase in total immigration.
So government asserted something wasn't going to happen, and it turned out to happen. Never seen that before.
How strange.
Bruce, thank you so much for taking the time to lay this out for us. I always appreciate having you on the show. We've got to take a break, but folks, it's historyspeakstoday.com. That's the website. Thanks, Bruce.
Thank you.
And Merry Christmas.